I can't remember it if I did.
Okay. And did you ever sleep on the floor, for example, in the summer if it got very hot? Would you ever sleep on the floor?
I slept on the floor when we'd have company and it just got real crowded. I think what you're probably after, and we did have one in this room, is a trundle bed.
Oh, you had a trundle bed, did you?
Uh-huh, that slid under the other bed.
I see. Now, did they ever have anything called a pallet you might have slept on?
Well, a pallet is what we call when you put down a few blankets and stretch out on them.
I see. And there was nothing underneath that, just the blankets?
Just the blankets, huh?
And what kind of blankets would you use to keep you warm in the wintertime?
Well, instead of sheets on the bed, it's wintertime, we change to what we call a double bed sheet, and they're extra long so that they went down and then folded back over. Uh-huh. And because I think that a sheet, once you get it warm, keeps you just as warm as the cotton, but the cotton was warm when you first slid into it.
And heavier than that on top of the sheets, did you have?
Yeah, we have quilts.
Did they ever call quilts by any other name?
I don't think so. We had blankets, but there's a difference in the blanket and a quilt.
What is the difference between
them? A quilt is usually, they can get real fancy, but it's two pieces of cloth put together like this with padding in between. And a blanket is a woven material.
With nothing in between.
With nothing in between.
Have you ever heard of anything called a sugan?
A what?
A sugan?
Nope.
Never heard that.
What is it?
Some people use that word for quilt, I think.
Really? No, I've never heard it before. I'm just sure of that. if I heard it, I didn't know what they were talking about.
Okay. Where would you put a pillow in?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And this place doesn't have the regular type, but the kind of light you screw in, those are called?
Well, a light bulb.
Okay. And if you had several of those, they'd be called?
Chandelier.
Or, more than one light bulb, but two would be light
bulbs.
And I guess a home if you want to watch a sporting event or a show on TV. Another word for TV is
the tube.
The longer word for it, the more
television.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me a little about the way people used to dress back then. Types of work clothes or winter clothes that would be different than what we would have now.
You don't see many barefoot kids anymore. I can remember in the spring why we'd all be going barefoot. And after a storm, we often got a bad cut from a sharp rock that would be uncovered or something on our feet. And then in the fall, we'd all have to come to town and get new shoes for school, and they'd be a bigger size. But as far as our clothing was concerned, of course, in those days, girls didn't wear slacks or overalls. My brothers all wore overalls. My father wore bib overalls because they were comfortable. And I had dresses, and we'd put heavier coats and wear a hat and something over our ears as the weather got colder, and of course had overshoes to go over our shoes. Well, Dad always wore a jacket, and so did the boys, my brothers.
How is that different than a coat?
The length is the way a coat comes down towards to your knees, and a jacket stops around the waist.
Now, did these ever have anything that would go over your head?